Ang Facebook, isang platforma kung saan magagamit ito upang makausap ang mga tao, kaibigan, o kaya naman kasintahan sa malalayong lugar. Pwede rin magamit ito upang makakilala ng bagong kaibigan. Ngunit minsan, hindi lahat ng makakausap mo ay totoo. Sa kaso naman ni Christine Silawan, ang pagkausap sa isang lalaki sa internet ay nauwi sa kanyang kamatayan.
Hello and welcome sa unang episode ng Ang Krimen, isang podcast kung saan ikukwento ko kay Lance ang mga misteryosong crime cases dito sa Pinas. Lance, welcome to the show. May idea ka ba sa case na to?
Hello, what's
up? May idea ka ba?
Ready. Actually, ready na ako.
Okay.
Hindi naman ako masyadong pero true crime fan ako.
Yeah. Well, itong case na to, it's very bizarre and it happened recently. So, buckle up kasi maraming twists and turns to.
Sige, go for it, man. I mean, tagal ko nang di nakakarinig ng medyo raunchy na nakakatakot. Okay.
So, noong umaga ng March 11, 2019, natagpuan ang isang bangkay sa bakanting lote sa Lapu-Lapu City, Cebu. Nung dumating yung NBI sa scene, nakita nila na yung bangkay, duguan, at nakahubad from the waist down. Pero yung nakita nila yung kabuuan ng bangkay, lahat sila nagulat. Nakita nila yung muka ng biktima binalataan hanggang sa lalamunan. Halos hindi na makilala yung muka at kung tao ba ito.
So right off the bat, just to cut you in, DJ, right off the bat, parang rape case nga ito, typical rape case.
Yeah, typical rape case kasi nakita nila yung biktima nakabulantang. The odd thing is, binalatan siya, pero then yung clothes niya from the waist down is nakahubad. So initially, yeah.
Rape case. I do believe that this is a rape case.
So sa pag-iimbestiga at sa pagtatanong ng mga tao doon, nakilala nila yung biktima sa ngalang Christine Silawan, isang 16-year-old 9th grade student na actually reported missing the day before. So by all accounts, itong dalaga na ito, tahimik, isang churchgoer, may position sa Paris as a church collector. So, the typical, good girl kind.
Yeah, you're goody-two-shoes girl na every parent would love, right?
Yeah, every parent would be delighted to have. And ayon sa ina ng biktima, noong March 10, isang araw bago natagpo ang patay si Christine, nagpaalam daw siya na pumunta dun sa church, their local church called the Sacred Heart Parish. And upon pagpaalam niya, pumayag naman yung nanay ni Christine, pero pinaalahanan niya na bumalik bago magdilim. So, 7 p.m. Ngunit, we all know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, initial autopsy ng coroner sa katawan ni Christine, nasabi niya na nakatanggap ito ng 20 stab wounds, yung mukha niya binalatan gamit ng some form of acid. Yung dila, trachea, tenga, esophagus at ibang organs ay hindi natagpuan sa katawan. Sinabi na patay yung biktima from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, so when he told me about the acid, like, parang ano to, anong, like, yung parang nagme-melt ba ng mukha or something, or parang it just helped aided in cutting the face off, parang ganun.
I think it's a form of acid, I think, that helps soften the skin, because we all know, inherently, our skin is somehow durable. Like,
ayun, parang ano yun, parang sa Dexter.
Oh, and then it's also a burning acid din kasi it burns up until through the bone.
Through the bone talaga, man.
Oh, so ang natira na lang talaga dun sa mukha ng biktima ay bones, basically, yung mukha niya.
And also, actually, you told me, 20 stab wounds? 20 fucking stab wounds? Can you imagine? If this is just your normal, how do you say, kidnapping or holdapping? One or two stab wounds would be fine kasi aalis na yung cold upper eh. Pero you told me na 20 stab wounds and then nakuhubad from waist down. I do believe that my suspicion here is maybe, alam mo yung rape. Yung parang
ganun. The typical, I would think that it's rape.
Yeah, kasi, sino ba namang cold upper ang huhubaran ng ninakawan niya, right?
So, naalala mo sinabi ko na natagpuan yung katawan na hubad from the waist down. Well, initially, inakala na ni-rape siya, ngunit walang sapat na ebidensya na nagpapatunay nito. So, after that, nag-launch ang NBI ng full-scale search with a bounty of 100,000 pesos galing sa Police Regional Advisory Council at 1 million pesos galing sa Mayor Paz Rasada para sa kung sino ang maaaring magbigay ng information sa kaso. Initially, sabi ng NBI na yung paraan kung paano pinatay si Christine ay halos pareha sa isang kaso sa Danau City, Cebu. Dahil dito, naging suspect si Jonas Martel Bueno na mayroon palang active warrant of arrest noong 2017 dahil sa pagpatay sa isang 60-year-old na magsasaka. Ngunit, noong kinwestiyon si Jonas, dininay niya yung involvement sa pagpatay at meron siyang alibi. Napatunayan ito through witnesses na sinasabi na nasa Davao siya kasama ng relative. So, from the suspect list, unang suspect, kinwestiyon, and then let go kasi on viable witnesses.
Well, if you're going to think about it na may alibi siya, and then let's say sabihin na nga natin similar yung cases na yung pagpatay niya sa magsasaka na 60 year old. Eh babae kasi two different people yung isa magsasaka na matanda tapos ito bata. So meaning yung two different age groups kaya parang iisipin ko rin na parang hindi naman siya yung tao na pumatay.
It's a different MO and from what we learn from serial killers, they usually stick to the same MO and the same pattern of killing. Just like with Ted Bundy, diba? Exclusively is killing women.
Yeah, actually alam ko kasing mga pinapatay ni Ted Bundy kamukha ng girlfriend niya. I mean, ex-girlfriend niya na binasted siya. So, same MOs, like, na, alam mo yun?
Yeah, pero this is different. So, right off the bat, yeah, he has this case of, he might have killed her, pero then again, no, evidence suggests na hindi.
But then, isipin mo, 1 million yung, ano, yung bounty. Kung yeah, ikaw yung killer, booking na kita.
I don't think I would kill men. Come on, I'm a good person.
If you were, 1 million versus TJ Makaalin.
yeah. Okay. You don't have to break a leg. Okay, yeah, sure. Dahil ang huling impormasyon kung nasaan si Christine bago siya pamatay ay sa Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish Church. Dito tinuloy ng NBI ang paghahanap sa posibleng suspect sa kaso. Nakaretrieve ang pulis ng CCTV footage na pinapakita na si Christine ay may kasama pa na lalaki at sila ay naglalakad palayo sa parish. Ang lalaki na iyon ay isang 17-year-old na binata. Ang kanyang pangalan itinago ng pulis dahil sa rason na minor pa daw siya. Inaresto ang binata at kinwestiyon, nalaman sa interrogasyon na siya at si Christine ay may plano pala na magkita sa Sacred Heart Parish sa gabi ng namatay si Christine. Base sa mga Facebook messages ng dalawa, si Binata ay may planong makipagkita sa biktima dahil plano niya bigyan ng teddy bear at cellphone si Christine. Dahil dito, inassume ng pulis na yung dalawa ay magkasintahan ngunit sabi ng suspect na break na daw sila the months before. Very weird.
Yeah, pero right off the bat, I mean, if you're going to kill a person, it wouldn't be your ex, right? I mean, unless na may ginawa ka talagang like talagang alam mo yung nakakahiya as in the relationship, then that would probably cause for suspicion. Pero I mean, binibigyan mo pa ng ano eh, ng teddy bear tsaka cellphone, man. Imagine cellphone.
Pero then again, you would think na it could be some sort of fooling also, man, right? Like the best murders out there are done by people that can fool others, like what we said, Ted Bundy. Like, he fooled a lot of beautiful women, diba?
Ah, yeah, that's true. I agree with you, man. Kasi, I mean, that's a good alibi na isipin mo na, okay, binigyan mo nga ng teddy bear and cellphone, hindi ka magiging suspect.
Yeah,
gets mo?
I would think that too. So, nasabi na may posibleng motive yung suspect on grounds of jealousy dahil si Christine ay naging close sa isang churchgoer sa parish nila. Ngunit walang ebidensya na susuporta na gustong patay ni Binata si Christine. So, it's just a baseless accusation. So, despite that, Si suspect ay nasa custody pa rin ng police noong time na yon. Ngunit pinakawalan din dahil noong inaresto siya, walang warrant yung mga police. Ayon sa nanay ng suspect, yung mga oras daw na namatay yung biktima, si Binata daw ay nagbabasketball at mga witnesses tulad ng mga kaibigan niya na sumusuporta dito. Ngunit hindi ma-confirm or ma-deny ng mga police dahil hindi makita sa CCTV kung saan nagpunta yung dalawa after nila magkita sa parish. sabi ni suspect na umuwi siya after nila magkita. Yun na yun, yun yung ito yung dito nagplay yung CCTV na hanggang saan lang umabot yung nakita sila. So nakita lang sila from Paris, umaalis, and then from there yun na parang the video ends there. Hindi nakita kung saan pumunta. So whether or not yung alibi niya ay totoo or so hindi, we don't know.
So basically, so purely circumstantial ang grounds for suspicion ng police, right? Wala silang concrete evidence. Actually, ayun nga eh, wala nga silang, ang tawag doon, wala silang warrant of arrest to arrest the person. Let alone it's a minor. I mean, yeah. I mean that's just goes yeah, to show our how corrupt our government.
Pero it's a good lead din kasi if you think about it kasi, I mean, from the evidence itself, he was the last person seen with Christine allegedly from the CCTV footage. So yun na yun, parang they would think that he might know something, diba?
Maybe, pero still purely circumstantial kasi after nung CCTV hindi naman nakita kung saan sila lumiko eh.
Yeah. So, isang buwan after ng matuklasan ng katawan ni Christine on April 9, 2019, isang suspect na naman ang naaresto. Ito ay dahil sa isa pang pag-iimbestiga sa mga CCTV footages na nakita na may isa pang lalaki na nakitang kasama si Christine sa gabi nang namatay siya. So, other than the binata, meron pa palang isa pang lalaki na
yeah,
nakitang kasama si Christine.
Yeah, this is the one where we left off a while ago.
Yeah.
So, this guy, no?
Yeah. So, itong lalaki na ito ay na-identify ng mga churchgoers sa Sacred Heart na nanangalang Renato Lenes, 43 years old. At surprisingly, yung inaresto siya, umamin siya na pinatay din si Christine. Sinabi ng suspect na naging obsessed daw siya kay Christine at gumawa ng fake account under the name CJ Diaz at nag-chat at naging close sila ng biktima. Nagsimula ito noong November 2018, 5 months bago mangyari ang krimen. Nakita daw sila noong March 2019 at dito medyo nag-iba yung narration ng storya. On one account, sabi nila na kaya pumayag daw si Christine na sumama kay Renato kasi nag-post daw si Renato bilang driver ni CJ Diaz. Yung moniker na, yung fake account na...
Yung fake account.
Oo, so kaya sumama daw si Christine. Pero then, on isa namang account, sinasabi na nag-walkout daw si Christine nung nalaman niya na nakatfish siya kasi hindi si CJ Diaz yung lead niya kundi isang matandang lalaki. Understandable.
There you go.
Understandable, I mean, di ba?
Oh, understandable kasi syempre catfish and then rejected yung person. I mean, who would wanna fucking date a 43-year-old person, pare? Let alone a fucking driver. Not being judgmental, feeling ko lang naman may taste yung
yeah,
person.
Yeah. Okay, so after that, syempre nag-walkout na si Christine, hinabol daw siya ni Renato hanggang napadpad sila sa isang bakante ni Lotte sa bangkal kung saan sinaksak daw ni Renato si Christine ng maraming beses kasi nalaman niya na hindi na daw virgin si Christine.
What? I mean, yun lang, hindi na virgin si Christine? Ikaw nga mamamatay tao eh.
Well, kasi ang nangyari dito, sira ulo na kasi lalaki kasi, di ba, first of all, hindi siya si CJ Diaz, nagkunwari siya na CJ Diaz. So, nakita sila, hindi pala siya yun, nag-walkout si Christine, hinabol ni Renato. Tapos, as they were walking by, ito account daw by the police, sinabi daw ni Renato. As they were walking, hinahabol daw ni Renato si Christine. And then, at some point sa conversation, tinanong ni Renato kung gusto ba daw niya makipag-sex, kung gusto ba daw ni Christine makipag-sex sa kanya. Tapos, sinabi ni Christine, through the argument na ayaw niya, may boyfriend na daw siya, and... Doon nalaman ni Renato na hindi na pala virgin si Christine. So sinaksak niya.
Oh, okay. I see what's happening right here. Kasi
nagkaroon ng heated argument through that walk.
Through the walk. I mean, akala ko ba driver si Renato.
Hindi, he was posing as CJ Diaz para mautu si Christine.
Hindi, 'di ba nakipagkita si Renato kay Udat, Christine. Pero
Christine.
Wala kang pinakitang kotse.
Mm. Wala, hindi. Nagkunwari lang siyang driver para kay CJ Diaz na sabi niya kay Christine na imi-meet daw niya.
Oh.
Pero siya si DJ Diaz. Siya yung nagkukunwari si
CJ Diaz. I know, siya yung nagkukunwari si CJ Diaz. Pero, I mean,
effort naman dyan. Ihahati daw niya si Christine. Ihahati daw niya si Christine papunta kay, ano, kay CJ. So, yun.
And then, doon na nga yung nag-twist yung narration niya na parang tinanong niya kung gusto niya bang makipag-sex kay Christine, gano'n. And then, saka siya binasted, ganyan.
So, pagkatapos siya daw patayin si Christine, binalatan niya yung mukha ng biktima in hopes na hindi siya makilala ng mga pulis. Nung tinanong siya saan niya natutunan gawin yun, sinabi niya na natutunan daw niya yun sa mga YouTube videos at na-inspired siya sa sikat na Momo Challenge. Nalaman mo pa ba yung Momo Challenge?
Ay, hindi. Ano ba yung Momo Challenge? Bakit na- feeling ko napakatito ko, pare? Hindi ko alam yung Momo Challenge.
Yung isang app na ina-download ng mga bata tapos merong makikipag-FaceTime ka sa isang hideous na babae tapos sasabihin sa'yo kung anong gagawin mo. Suicide. Yung mga ganun.
Yung maalala yun. Okay, naalala ko na. Yeah, I remember that.
Dati pa yun.
Pero wait lang. Just to butt in. Kung bakit ano? Kung ganun nga, kung binalatan nga niya yung mukha ni Christine, bakit may traces of acid? Meaning, premeditated yung murder. Kasi kung out of the blue lang niyang pinatay si Christine and then binalatan lang niya, of course, gigilitan lang naman niya yung mukha eh. Pero upon checking, sinabi mo nga sa akin na nilagyan ng acid and then saka ginilitan, meaning premeditated yung murder.
Yeah, and we'll get to that. You will learn some juicy information nearing the end of this case, pare. There's a lot of things na hindi ko pa sinasabi sa'yo.
Ano pa lang to? Tip of the iceberg pa lang to, pare.
Somehow, we're over the iceberg but still very cold.
Sige.
So, umamin din siya na under the influence daw siya ng drugs bago siya makipagkita kay Christine. Nung tinanong siya kung i-rape ba daw niya si Christine, sinabi niya na plano daw niyang gawin yun, kaya nakahubad si Christine, ngunit na-consensya. Pero at some account, sinabi din na kaya daw din na-rape kasi hindi daw tumatayo si Junjun. Yun daw yung sabi ng iba.
Sino ba naman tatayuan sa ginilitan yung mukha, pare?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's weird in it of itself. Wala
yung necrophilic si Gago eh.
Pero we don't know for sure. So, kaya din daw siya umamin kasi na konsensya din siya na yung pangalawang suspect, yung binata, yung pinagbibintangan sa krimen niya. Sinabi niya na inosente daw yung bata. Who would go out of the limb to prove someone else's innocence? What do you think, pare?
I'm thinking na this person is just ano, parang family friend or family na very dear dun sa lalaki. Kasi halatang halata eh, tinatago niya yung lalaki.
Pero again,
wala namang ginawa yung lalaki for me ah. Kasi parang there are no grounds or there are no evidences supporting na siya yung pumatay. Pero bakit, I mean, what's the reason kung pinalaya na nga yung lalaki, pinalaya na yung 17-year-old? Bakit mo pa ito gagawin? Bakit ka pa magko-cover up?
Yeah. So, it looks like it's a solved case, di ba? Mm-hmm. Meron na tayong suspect, umami na siya, case closed, right? It looks like it's a case closed.
Yeah.
Di ba? Would you think so?
Yeah.
Pero no, pare. Pero even the NBI themselves said this, pare. They said that, yeah, the case is closed, but it's not over. And you will soon know why.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, may mga iba pang...
Meron pa. Kasi ayon sa NBI, kahit na umami na daw si Renato sa krimen, iimbestagahan pa rin daw nila si Binata, yung pangalawang suspect. So, hindi pa off the leash yung pangalawang suspect. He's still under observation.
Okay, pero pinalaya na siya.
So, pinalaya siya. Pero on June 7, 2019, 2 months after mag-confess ni Renato, nagbago ang isip niya. Renato pleaded not guilty.
Okay.
Curious.
Okay.
Curious, ha?
Okay. This is really fucking weird kasi, I mean, siguro ginawa lang to ni Renato to cover up the person. Who may he be covering up? I don't even know. But now he's now removing himself from the case itself. So meaning may nagbago within their agreement, whoever that person did it.
So, ayon sa lawyer ni Renato, kaya daw niya sinabi na not guilty kasi para daw ma-downgrade yung kaso into homicide. So, kasi ang initial charge sa kanya, murder. Mm-hmm. But then, gusto daw niya i-downgrade into homicide lang para siguro hindi na mag-long trial. Kasi as we know, kasi kapag dumaan pa to sa court, yung parang mahabang trial, may chances pa siya na pwede siyang ma-send to jail for life. So, ang gusto niya mangyari sana, ang gusto niya sana mangyari, mabilis yung kaso para maging homicide na lang, para maka-off siya at least 10 years or 5 years.
10 years? 5 years? For dahil, homicide?
Oh, let's something like that.
Really?
Parang yun yung least. So, dahil din dito, na-move yung trial niya into April of 2020. Kaso na-cancel dahil sa coronavirus. So, napahaba yung trial niya.
Lintik na coronavirus yan eh.
Oh, di ba sabi ko sa'yo, may play ang coronavirus dito. Ito na yun.
Nakakainis. I mean, patapos na yung trial. May biglang nagkaroon ng coronavirus.
So, tumagal yung case. Pero, on May 24, 2020, natagpo ang patay si Renato sa infirmary cell. Cause of death, hanging.
Oh shit, hanging. So, pinatay niya sa sarili niya?
Not quite, and you will know why.
Okay, sige.
Bakit? Nagkaroon
pero bakit siya pinatay?
You will see. I will tell you. Nagkaroon ng investigation sa kanyang pagkamatay para i-check kung meron bang foul play na nangyari. Ayon kay Lapu-Lapu City Jail Superintendent Jessica Lampuang, tingin daw niya may foul play since may apat na inmates din na nagpakamatay dito doon. Lahat daw sila, yung paano sila namatay, yung dila daw nakalabas. Yung kay Renato, yung nakita nila yung katawan niya, hindi daw nakalabas yung dila niya. So, meron daw suspicion of foul play. What do you think of that?
Well, kung isipin mo, parang it's not as the same thing as yung pagpatay kay Christine, pero nakikita ko naman yung similarities. Kasi nung pinatay si Christine, kita dila, right? Ewan ko kung sinabi mo sa akin yon. Pero,
hindi, wala yung dila.
Wala yung dila ni Christine.
Hindi kasi ang sinasabi dito, usually kasi kapag when you hang yourself, tendency is, after a good few minutes of hanging yourself when you're dead, yung dila mo, it tends to parang show daw, parang stick out.
Yeah, stick.
Pero yung kay Renato daw, wala eh. As in, intact yung dila niya sa loob. So, may suspicion na maybe there's a third party involved sa pagkamatay niya. Ngunit, sabi ni Fedis Winda Versady, manager ng Sure Life Funeral Home, sinabi niya na hindi naman daw lahat ng case of death by hanging ay lumalabas yung dila, ay kailangan nakalabas yung dila. So, parang, like 50-50.
Medyo sketchy pa kung paano siya namatay. Pero bakit siya nagpakamatay along with four other people? That's the thing. I mean, sabay-sabay silang magpakamatay. I mean, di ba? Ang weird naman nun.
Yeah, ang weird nun. Alam niya, like, four of you dying in the same infirmary cell. Like, parang, I don't think that's right, di ba?
Yeah, I mean, kung ako yun, isipin ko, hoy, pare, magpakamatay tayo bukas. Sige, pare, join ka. Sige, G. Alam niya, parang ganun.
Hindi naman ganun, di ba? Parang that's weird. That's weird.
Hindi naman yung, parang ano eh, rektagala lang eh, no? Parang, ay pare, gusto mo mong magpakamatay bukas? Sige, ano oras? Di ba? Parang weird lang. Apat silang lahat nagpakamatay at the same day, same night or same...
So, the secret died with him.
So, was he really supposed to say the truth? To tell the truth talaga?
Ito na pare, you will now know the final part of the story. Which is hindi ko pa sinabi sa iyo from the very beginning.
Oh shit. Okay. Putang ina, so kilala na natin yung suspect.
You'll know. See. So as a form of closure, ni request ng nanay ni Christine na mag-undergo ulit ng isa pang autopsy sa katawan ni Christine. Remember I told you isang autopsy lang ginawa sa katawan niya. So bago siya nilibing, ginrant yung wish ng nanay niya na magsailalim ng secondary autopsy ang katawan ni Christine. At may mga bagong addition sa cause of death.
Oh shit. Okay. So hindi lang to nakuhubad,
pinitan
ng mukha, at saka sinaknak ng 20 times.
Ayon kay PAO Forensic Team Director Dr. Erwin Erf, may nakita daw silang laceration and signs of bleeding sa genitals ni Christine, indicating na ni-rape siya bago siya patayin. And ito pa yung pinaka-surprising. Nakita na chinoke daw si Christine gamit ng 1 cm rope na nakita through ligature marks sa wrists at neck niya. Dahil sa markings at lacerations and bleeding na natagpuan, Dr. Orff continued to say that possibly 3 tao yung pumatay kay Christine.
What the fuck? Really?
So, 3 tao ang pumatay kay Christine. Basically.
Wait lang ah. Napaka-bobo ng coroner. Hindi ba nila nakita yung
exactly.
yung dugo sa
genitals? Exactly. That's...
Kasi, kung ako yung iisipin mo, nakita ko yung bangkay na nakahubad waist down, iisipin ko, rape case to. So, una kong titignan, of course, is yung genitals ng person.
Right? Pero then again kasi, itong gumawa ng re-autopsy ay ibang forensic team dun sa naggumawa ng initial autopsy. Ibang team.
I'm not saying na bobo yung yung unang coroner, pero parang ganun na nga.
'Di ba? Parang wow. So 3 tao ang pumatay. Are you not thinking this in, pare? 3 tao ang pumatay.
I mean, it could be a possibility. I mean, nag-gang up sila. Si Renato, yung 17-year-old, at saka isa pang tao. It could be a possibility. That's why parang tinatago rin ni Renato yung 17-year-old kasi baka kasabwat siya sa rape at saka sa killing ni Christine. I don't know. For me lang, ha? Kasi yun lang naman ang reason kung bakit sinasabi ni Renato na, hindi siya ang pumatay ng tao. Ako yung umaako, ako yung guilty sa pagpatay ni Christine alone.
So, if that is true, we might never know. It is important to say that the case is solved but never closed. With all this new evidence, makakakuha kaya ng justisya si Christine. Nilibing si Christine on March 23, 2020 at hanggang ngayon, walang definite answer kung sino ba talaga ang pumatay kay Christine. Personally, ikaw, sa tingin mo, sinong pumatay kay Christine?
Bullshit! I mean, hindi ko maisip eh. Kasi pero, it's very large, very big to say na this Renato person and the 17-year-old were in it. Kasi, why would Renato hide or why would Renato try to cover the 17-year-old? And as for the ano nga ba yun? Yung pagpatay kay Renato, I mean, hindi naman nakalabas yung dila, circumstantial pa rin yun. So, might be na pinatay nga niya yung sarili niya due to talagang guilt siya sa pagpatay kay Christine, or there might be another person, a third party na hindi natin talaga makikilala na nag-coordinate talaga, premeditate talaga ng plano na to.
Personally, I think na ito yung 17-year-old guy. Ito siya yung pumatay. Personally, like, there are so many circumstantial evidence, yes, against him. Pero then again, maraming beses na unaccounted siya eh. Like, other than the fact na may mga witnesses, wala pa rin concrete evidence to suggest na talagang wala siyang play dito eh. Kasi, come on, a month before break na kayo and then you would give him a teddy bear and cell phone. And then, hindi mo siya ihahatid pa uwi. Like, who would do that?
I mean, some people do that. You know, I mean, kapag gusto mo pa rin yung ex mo, why not give him a phone and a cell phone, right? Malay mo i-reignite yung pagiging pagjowa nila, right? Who knows? I mean, wala kang ang jowa eh. di mo maintindihan yung buhay nila, pre. Pero anyways, going back to the topic, I don't agree with you. Purely because 17-year-old siya, and hindi mo actually kasi ma-explain yung death ng 4 na inmates, including Renato. Oh, paano mo ma-explain yun na si 17-year-old ang nagpakana ng deaths ng 4? Kasi hindi mo naman masasabi na sabay-sabay silang magpakamatay kasi I don't know what so. But parang feeling ko, parang they know something that, ano, they're willing to talk to an authority that they were killed before they were going to talk to. And a 17-year-old cannot do that, man.
Well, regardless kung sino man ang pumatay sa kanya, ongoing pa naman yung case, pero we might never know.
I fucking hate this, pare. Anyway, yun ang rason kung bakit ayaw ko maging detective, eh. Kasi parang cliffhanger. Alam mo yun, hindi. RIP na lang, RIP in peace. Nakakainis kasi parang hindi mo talaga malalaman yung kung how was this person killed. Kasi, yun yung mga what keeps you up at night, right? If let's say you're a mom or you're a dad, and then hindi mo alam kung paano namatay yung anak mo, how would you feel? Bummed out is not is even an understatement, pare. I would fucking blame myself for all my life. Kasi isipin mo yun, ako yung tatay, I was supposed to protect you and shit, and then nalaman mo na lang the very next day, ganun mo nakita yung anak mo. Like, alam mo yun. And as a detective, if you were the detective on this case, how would you feel na hindi mo masosolve yung case at all? And the fact that the killer is still out there, pare. Isipin mo yun.
Whether or not malalaman natin kung sino ba talaga ang pumatay kay Christine, isang bagay ang hindi natin makakalimutan, yung paraan kung paano siya patayin. Kahit sinong tao, that way of death, no one deserves that. Sana hindi ito maranasan ng iba. Salamat sa pagkinig sa unang episode ng Ang Krimen.